This is Wade Bransky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A men's only fundraiser held by a British charity composed of presidents and chief executives of many companies is disbanding after reports of sexual harassment of female servers, several of whom were plants, from the newspaper The Financial Times. The group in the past donated millions to children's hospitals and other causes. New York City program called True to Life employs violence interrupters as e-responders. By monitoring threats on social media and seeing violence as a public health concern, they are able to intervene. A new report says that 700,000 adults in the country have received conversion therapy to attempt to change their sexual orientation from gay to heterosexual. This number includes 350,000 who received the treatment as adolescents. According to the World Bank, 3.2 million Americans live on less than $1.90 per day, as well as 3.3 million in other high-income countries like Japan, Italy, and Spain. Absolute poverty measured in the U.S. at $4 per day puts 5.1 million Americans as poor by global standards. Starbucks is using $250 million of its tax savings to give raises for some and stock grants, but mainly to improve sick pay and paternity leave. Some workers are saying they would have preferred more money to more benefits. The Governmental Accounting Office has begun an investigation into fake comments and assumed identities used to take positions on proposed federal regulations at various government agencies. The Teamsters, representing 260,000 UPS employees, have begun bargaining on a new collective agreement. Among the demands are no deliveries by drivers after 9 p.m. and trying to prohibit UPS from using drones or driverless vehicles to make deliveries that would cut jobs. In 2016, 21% of workers in the U.S. changed jobs, and Deloitte has estimated that companies spend more than $200 billion annually on finding people to fill the positions. Reportedly, President Trump tried to fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller in June 2017, but White House lawyer Don McGahn threatened to resign, stopping the action. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.